Pushkin. It all started with two federal agents who heard a rumor.
She mentions, well, there is this alleged murder to have taken place.
Supposedly, this happened 15 years prior. Right before senior prom, two teenagers, self-proclaimed skinheads, drove to Philadelphia and killed a black man. One was behind the wheel, the other pulled the trigger. The agents wondered, could they track the driver down and get him to talk?
I'm thinking, nobody does that. Nobody wants to talk to their least favorite FBI and ATF agent in the world about a homicide they didn't commit.
But even if they got this guy to talk, they had a bigger problem.
They had these details, but they didn't actually have a body to go with it.
How unusual is that to have someone say, hey, we're pretty certain there's a murder, we have a confession, we got no body.
That's rather unusual.
So, how do you solve a crime in reverse when you think you know who the murderer is, but have no clue who the victim was?
We have to do our job, and we have to find out who did they kill, if possible. How are we going to do that?
Their investigation leads them to a family who's also searching for answers and for justice.
I used to watch the Unsolved Mystery shows, and I often thought about calling because I was like, this is not right. How can a person get killed and no one knows anything?
15 years is a long time. Evidence vanishes, memories fade, witnesses slip away. But the questions linger. Is the rumor true? Is this really something two teenagers did? And is it still possible to unearth the truth?
I think she was trying to get answers. I feel like she was, still heartbroken about it.
Now, in a criminal case, the prosecution side of the story, they have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. As to the defense side of the story, we just have to create reasonable doubt. But we did way more than that.
It was definitely a different type of case. A skinhead coming to Philadelphia to kill somebody? A cowardly act, when it all boils down to it. A cowardly act.
We didn't like the speculation. The family and I thought that this would be good if we found at least what happened to him. Can't do nothing about it, can't bring him back, but at least we'll find out the truth.
I'm Jake Halpern, and this is Deep Cover Season 4, The Nameless Man. Coming April 22nd from Pushkin Industries. Subscribe to Pushkin Plus to hear the whole season early and ad-free. Find Pushkin Plus on the Deep Cover show page, in Apple Podcasts, or at pushkin.fm/plus.